Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming science, knowledge, and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to broadcasting the sciences of life and the sciences of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you are being able to extract the very best the current 21st century has to offer. You are listening to the Psycho-Neuro-Immunology Hour with your host, Dr. Heather Pierman, Dean of the 13th College of Regeneration Medicine and Clinical Health Services with the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences, owner of Intelligently Designed Wellness, chiropractor, clinical nutrition specialist, and is a quantum life and relationship coach. Dr. Pierman is highly revered by many for her ability to bring the mind, body, and infinite intelligence into alignment.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Psycho-Neuro-Immunology Hour. I am just so excited to be here this evening, and we have a great topic for this evening. The topic is, if you're single, learn why this may be the healthiest decision for you at this time in your life. Okay. Again, if you're single, this may be the healthiest decision for you at this time in your life. You know, relationships tend to be an interesting subject to discuss. It's sometimes taboo, okay, because, you know, this idea of having to be involved with someone, as it's almost like a status symbol, okay, that you either have to be married or that you have to be involved with someone. What we fail to realize is that relationships really are definitely not a status symbol. It has very status quo, okay? It's actually about evolution. It's actually about growing. It's actually about expanding. It's actually about evolving. But because we have been so conditioned to believe that being in a partnership, you know, basically is the end all be all, you know, and then very much if we get consumed in how the world sees us, that is a factor as well, okay? But when we begin to understand that it's so much more than what we actually think it is, you know, I know that you're going to learn something this evening. So let's look at where are you in your state of mind right now? Where are you? Okay. And where are you? You know, are you in a relationship right now? And if you are you joyful in it? And that's a question. Or if you're married, are you joyful in it? Right? And if you're not married or involved with someone, do you want to be involved with someone? And so where are you right now? Where are you right now in your state of mind? And that's everything. That's not just relationships. That's where are you in your life as a whole? You know, your health, your ultimate state of being, where are you at this time in your state of mind? You know, are you joyful? Okay. Are you living an abundant reality? Are you in states of bliss and ecstasy and compassion and trust? Are we truly existing in these states? So you have to look at where you are, okay? Or are you in anger, frustration, doubt, fear, okay? And this will all make sense as we continue to discuss this topic this evening, because it really is going to, you'll see why, as far as where you need to be right now, if actually being in a relationship is a healthy decision for you right now, because ultimately it may not be. It may not be. So, you know, this topic has been the desire to discuss several conversations. It's come from some YouTube videos that I was watching recently on where we are in our state of consciousness. And again, what we tend to think about relationships, you know, we think that relationships define who we are. We've let them define who we are. And, you know, as little girls, I can't speak for every girl. I know myself, you know, I was thinking about, you know, I just know I was going to get married one day and have a family. And, you know, these things that were in my consciousness. And because I always thought about it from like a Cinderella perspective, right? And I'm laughing because, or I should say I'm really chuckling, not laughing, but I'm chuckling because that definitely has been the programming. Even when we get some of the toys that we play with and how we're programmed to think, you know, how our lives should be really around relationships. And again, if we believe that relationships define us, and no matter what, no matter what state of mind we're in, then this is why a lot of times we're in situations we're not typically joyful in or feeling or experiencing abundance in, because we're not in a joyful state of abundance. And the relationship is definitely a mirror. It's a reflection. And as we continue to understand ultimately how we should evolve as a whole, it is really going to help you or aid you in seeing, again, that right now, this may be the healthiest decision for you at this time in your life. Not forever, but at this time in your life. And with that being said, we are going to take a break.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neuronutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
So welcome back to the Psycho Neuroimmunology Hour. And the topic for this evening is, if you're single, learn why that this may be the healthiest decision for you at this time in your life. Okay, so we're just discussing, you know, just where are you in your state of mind right now? Are you in a joyful state? Are you in a healthy state? Are you in an abundant state of consciousness? Are you in anger? Are you in frustration? Are you in doubt, fear? Okay, these are energies that we are projecting all of the time, whether we realize it or not. So the next question is, you know, what do you want? What do you want? Okay, do you really know what you want? Because many times what we say we want is not what we actually want. Okay, I'm going to repeat that. What we say we want, it's not what we actually want. So do you know what you want? Okay, are you sure? Are you 100% sure that you want to be in a relationship right now? Okay, and if you do want to be in a relationship, why? Why do you want to be in a relationship? What is it that you ultimately think a relationship is? Okay, what is it that you ultimately think a relationship is? And there are many people out there who are in this right now and actually desire to be single. They want to be with themselves, but out of fear of judgment, okay? Out of fear of being quote unquote alone, out of fear of will I ever meet anyone else? Okay, they're in these situations that they ultimately just know that are not healthy for them, but they definitely have made a decision to stay in them, regardless of the fact that they're experiencing misery. So you really have to learn to be honest with yourself and ask, what do you want? You know, as a practitioner, as a holistic practitioner, and when I say whole, I mean W-H-O-L-E, okay, not H-O-L-E, W-H-O-L-E, holistic practitioner, that I ask my clients when they're coming in, regardless of what their challenges are, what do you want? Okay, you know, and that really is a very important question that we have to ask ourselves. Ultimately, what do we want? Do we want to be in a relationship? And, you know, and if you do want to be in a relationship, you have to ask yourself, does relationship define who you are? Does it define who you are? Again, does it define you in the sense that it's how the world may perceive you, you know? And you know, how others are looking at you. Is that important to you, how others see you, okay? Because many times, you know, when the question comes up, are you involved with someone? Are you married, okay? And if you're married, how long have you been married, okay? Are you, and if you're involved with someone, you know, are you planning to get married? And if you are involved with someone, how long have you been involved with that someone? And then sometimes you have to ask yourself the question, well, am I in this relationship for you or for me? Okay, because, you know, this is my relationship. But again, because this becomes, you know, there's so much judgment around being in a relationship that we find that many times it is how the world sees us. And again, if we're in a relationship and we feel that it defines who we are, then this is why many times we're in situations that we are not necessarily joyful in. We're not experiencing joy. We're not experiencing abundance or love or compassion. We're actually experiencing anger, frustration, doubt, shame, and many of these other emotions, okay, as opposed to being in states of consciousness that are love, joy, abundance, compassion, bliss, joy, ecstasy, okay? And so, you know, does the relationship define who you are, right? And again, if you do, then you have to ask yourself, why does it define you? Why? Why will the relationship define who you are, okay? Because it's really you and that other person. It should not never make a difference how the world sees you, okay, or anybody for that matter, because it's only you and that person. And again, you know, it's almost like the status quo. You know, do you have, are you in a relationship? You know, do you have latest whatever, okay? And being in this world of judgment or being under this mind can create ultimately a lot of stress. A lot of stress, and I'm talking about physiological stress, the stress that it is putting on your body the physiological stress that it's putting on your body, because, again, if we're in this state of judgment, we're always concerned about what others think, then who are we really living for, okay, and why is it that we are allowing our thoughts to come in and actually dictate our reality, all right? That is not something that we should be doing, something that we definitely have been doing for so long. Also, now, here's another question that's really important. Do you have a fear of being alone? Do you have a fear of being alone? This idea that you'll never have someone, okay? And why is that? Why would we even have that belief that we would ever be alone? Because the truth is, it's really impossible. Okay? It is. And there are many people that are involved in relationships and they still feel very much alone, whether they've been with that person for 5 months, 5 years, 50 years, okay, 60 years. Many, many times they feel very much alone, okay? And again, sometimes we're so fearful of being alone that we will allow ourselves to stay in situations, again, just to be part of the status quo, okay? And that is really giving one a ton of insight as to where they are in their state of consciousness, okay? You know, it's really giving on a state of insight, I mean, a lot of insight into their state of consciousness, because if you have a fear of being alone, then that is severe, again, emotional stress that is affecting the body physiologically, okay? And we were never supposed to exist in this emotional reality, fear, doubt, shame, lack, scarcity, confusion, false pride, embarrassment, humiliation, okay? All of these anchored catabolic, and when I say catabolic, you know, emotions that cause us to, these emotions that cause us to shrink, okay? Lack of trust, worry, you know? And these are really non-purposeful energies that we are highly anchored to, and it is like a shackle. Like, it's like literally we can't even move sometimes because this energy is so paralyzed, and we find that we're focusing on it constantly, allowing ourselves to be in situations that are extremely unhealthy for us, just because we have this belief that this is better than at least not having anything. Then you know what? That's ultimately telling us. It's definitely expressing in many, many ways that you don't have trust. Okay? You don't have trust. And if we did, then we would know that it's okay. That the truth is that we're never alone. You really can't be alone, okay? And we're definitely going to continue to expand upon this in the show today, because having time with yourself could be one of the best gifts that a person ever grant themselves. And why is that? Because the thing that they think they want with where they are in their minds may not be what they actually want. But when they begin to identify where they are in their state of consciousness right now and the changes that they may need to make, and as they make them, the relationship that they ultimately desire, they'll be able to magnetize, okay? So again, you know, where you what you think you want, and if you answer yes to any of these questions, okay, does a relationship define you? Do you have a fear of being alone? Do you know what you want? And if you really don't know, then how can we say that we really want to be in a relationship right now, okay? So, now, with that being said, we're going to take another sponsor break, and we will be right back.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders: HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
Okay, so welcome back to the Psychoneuroimmunology here. And this evening we are discussing, if you're single, learn why this may be the healthiest decision for you at this time in your life. So I'm going to share a conversation that I had with someone recently. They're actually married, okay, and they happen to be in a long-distance situation right now. And the conversation came up about whether or not this is a positive thing, okay? And let's use positive for layman's terms today. Really, is it an expansive situation for you right now, or is it something where you think you're shrinking? And we continue to evolve throughout the conversation. You know, what was learned was that it's actually a more of a positive, okay, or a situation where it's more expansive with being in that long-distance situation right now. Why? Because this person is getting the opportunity to be with themselves, okay? They're newly married. It's not like they've been married for many years. You know, this is a new, they're newlyweds, okay? And so even though they're married, they're still many miles apart. Well, you know, when we look at that from a person who's single, it's really the same thing, okay? So where are you right now in your state of mind? That was the first question that was asked this evening. Where are you, okay? Are you in anger? Are you in doubt? Are you in fear? Are you in shame? Are you in lack, okay? Are you really joyful with where your life is? And is the belief that having someone in your life is going to fill that void, okay? And that's what we think a lot of times, that if we bring someone in, it's going to fill that void. Well, no, that's not the case at all, because fulfillment never comes from another person, Okay, it doesn't. So the question is, how well do you know yourself? You know, and many times people say, oh, I know myself. And when you really start to listen to them, or they start to listen to themselves, they realize that there's a lot of contradiction. I don't need anybody, you know, but I would like to have a partner right now. You know, I'm going to be able to do things with people, but I'm okay with being alone. But you know what? Just having someone to sleep with every night would just be great. But you know what? If I don't have anybody in my life right now, I am okay. You know, it has been such a long time since I've had anybody in my life. So, you know, right there, that is contradiction. That is contradiction. So, you know, the question is, how well do you really know yourself? Can you say that you truly know yourself, right? How well do you know your own body? Okay, do you really understand when your body is trying to talk to you? Okay, and many times these sensations that we're having, you know, especially from what we call the lower chakras, the first, second, and third, this is where we are feeling, okay, and I'm going to use the word feeling, these sensations, you know, this desire that we have to have sex, okay, that, you know, that like that is that's defining the relationship, all right? And if we really knew our bodies, if we really knew our bodies and we understood that energy, you would know. You would really know. If you knew yourself and you knew your body, you would understand that energy from a whole other perspective. And, you know, that's really unfortunate that we don't have that education about ourselves, because if we really understood that energy, that sexual energy is not an energy to be wasted whatsoever, okay? It is actually a divine energy. It is not just something that we do, okay? And we're not going to talk about it today, but sex is not an act. It's actually a spiritual practice, okay? It was never supposed to be this thing of just, you know, releasing, okay? It's really supposed to be about being able to really channel this energy, okay? Again, it is not something that we do. It's not an act. It's a practice. And sex has always been meant to be a spiritual practice, a divine practice. It was never meant to be this thing where we are depleting ourselves over and over again, okay? And this is what, this is that's the answer right there to that question. How well do you know your body? Do you know anything about any of your systems? Do you know anything about your immune system? Do you know anything about your cardiovascular system? Do you know anything about your endocrine system? Do you know anything about your nervous system? Okay? We don't know anything about ourselves. And we want to be with someone, right? We expect that they know about us, but we don't know about ourselves. And yes, you should know about your physical body, okay? You should have education about your physical body. This information should never just be in the hands of someone, meaning a medical practitioner, that knows absolutely nothing about you, okay? You are not a blood test. You're not a hormone panel, okay? And you're not a questionnaire. Okay, that is just the way that information is accessed about your body, okay? But you're the person in the body. That's really the most important piece of all of this. Who are you, okay? Who are you? And your body is here. For what? You're here. Your body is here for a purpose, okay? Not just to get married and have children, okay? There's a reason that you are having children. Okay, and it's not, you know, just to fill up a household, okay? Having children is because you're bringing life forms onto this planet that are also coming here for a purpose, okay? And many times, you know, we think, I just want to get married and have a couple of kids, and that's it. Get a great job, make lots of money, and I'm living the status quo. And then when we look at the world, right, many, many people who are not in joy, okay, they're actually frustration, doubt, they wish that they never got married, okay, they don't like the jobs, they're going to a 9-to-5 that they hate every day, whether they're making, $60,000 a year or they're making $10 million a year. And yes, there are many people out there that are making millions that they're in jobs that they do not like, okay, that they do not like, okay? So, again, how do you know you and how well do you know your body? If you knew your body, if you knew anything about your systems, and not just from a physiological perspective, but how do you know your body from an energetic perspective, okay? So you talk about misinformation and miseducation. We've been receiving misinformation and miseducation for decades, okay? The way that we've been programmed to think, we don't know anything about ourselves. And then what happens is we end up selecting relationships based on the program, how we've been programmed to think. You know, I remember growing up and watching all these soap operas and these shows and, you know, and believing that that was the way that relationships were supposed to unfold. You know, and I'm just very grateful that I went down the road of holistic, and that's W-H-O-L-E, holistic healthcare, because it really helped me to understand things from a whole other level of consciousness that I was not taught throughout my primary education, meaning my elementary school and even to high school. Okay, even in college, you know, it really wasn't until I got out of chiropractic school and I started to study other techniques and information that I began to understand and realize that I had to unlearn in order to relearn, learn and relearn information that just wasn't in my awareness. All right, and I went to school to be a chiropractor. Well, why did I end up becoming a certified relationship coach as well? Because client after client after client after client would come in, and we would boil down to it, okay? And when that water has evaporated, okay, there's nothing left in that pan except you see the coating, so to speak, from the water. That's where you would see. That's where the client would tell you that they're not happy in their best, that they don't like their relationship, okay? They're not in a state of joy. They've been married for 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, and they wish that they could escape right now. But out of fear of judgment, out of fear of being alone, they are in constant state of torture, constant state of torture, okay? And the only way, the only person that's torturing them are themselves, because they don't know anything about themselves, all right? And if they knew more, right, about themselves, believe me, they would be in a highly liberating, peaceful, compassionate relationship if they knew more about themselves. Okay, so, you know, I remember I was watching, I want to say, it was one of the networks, this was several years ago, and there was a couple that was on, and the husband had to move before the wife moved, and she says, oh, well, he knows what I like. He knows what I... And I just remember sitting there watching. I'm like, really? You know, I just was kind of scratching my head. And I was like, I said, but, you know, we say that with such confidence, but many, many times we say it because we've married and we believe that our partners know us. And the truth is our partners don't know us because, again, we don't know ourselves. And because we don't have a relationship with ourselves, then how can we expect someone to know about ourselves? So if you are single at this time in your life, this may be the healthiest opportunity for you, the healthiest decision for you right now to get to know you, okay? And the more when you take, you know, we need to allow all situations in our reality to be a mirror of where we are. So if you're driving to work every day or to your office, whatever you may do, and you find that you're in road rage, it's not the traffic that's the problem that you're in. It's you in the traffic that's the problem, because the traffic didn't do anything to you, okay? It's you experiencing the anger. That situation is only reflecting back to you where you are right now, okay? If you find that you are argumentative, okay, if you find that you're in frustration, if you find that you're in doubt, if you find that you're in shame, okay, if you're living a dishonest reality, well, that's what you're living. That's where you are right now in your state of consciousness. And the only thing that you will do is if you bring someone into your life that is exactly what you are going to magnetize into your life right now. What you put out is exactly what you're going to get back. And that is the partnership, okay, or maybe even lack thereof, that is the person that you are going to bring, magnetize, or attract into your life right now. So what do you want? Do you want fearful, doubtful, being in lack, being in shame, being in confusion, being in anger, being in aggression, irrationality, if you're stubborn, okay? And then we have this belief that this person should welcome us. Why? Why should they be in a situation? If that person is exactly how you are, if you're in that state of consciousness, and that's how they're molded right now, why would you want to? You have to ask yourself, why would you want to be in that situation? So if you find that you are living in fear constantly, okay, well, what is the opposite of fear? Trust, love, right? So if you're in fear, are you experiencing trust and love and compassion, okay? So again, fear is an emotion, okay? Love and compassion, these are all states of consciousness. So if you utilize this time to really begin to dig deep and release these anchored emotions that should never exist ever, ever, never, okay? If you can surrender and release all of this self-inflicted nonsense, that's an act, that's really what sin is. So the act, that's an acronym, right? S-I-N, sin, self-inflicted nonsense. If you're ready to release this nonsense and you get to a place where you're really centered, then you'll be ready to magnetize where you are. So what is it that you want for yourself right now? So if you're living in, and a lot of times when we're living in fear, or let's say lack, let's just say we want someone who has a lot of money, okay, because we may not, we believe that we can't create all of this money, right? You know, we want to marry someone, we want to bring someone into our lives that appears to be self-sufficient financially. But you see, you have to remember where you are. So if you're in lack, you're still going to attract someone who's in lack, whether they have $1 million in the bank or not, okay, because you will see it in other places. And the person who's in lack may not be able to provide you with what you can, that you actually wanted. So you see, a lot of times we're kind of selling our souls because we don't know ourselves, okay? And we really are selling our souls because we don't know who we are. And if we understood who we are, we would know what we need to change in order for how we need to evolve. So with that being said, we are going to take another sponsor break, and we will be right back.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neural nutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
Okay, so welcome back to the Psycho Neuroimmunology Hour. And today we are discussing, if you're single, learn why this may be the healthiest decision for you at this time in your life. At this time, it's not forever. You know, and I'm just going to go back to the example of I was having a conversation with someone who's in a long-distance situation right now. And, you know, having the opportunity to really get rid of all of your nonsense now is such a gift, okay? You know, and, you know, the universe handles the details, okay? If we had trust, okay, if we really lived in trust, and these situations are just such great opportunities to see where we are in our state of consciousness, okay? So if we trust the order of the universe and we're really in tune with who we are at the core, then, you know, you would know that, you know what, the universe is just trying to talk to me, and what is it trying to tell me right now? I need to get to know me better. So when we are together, I have a better handle on who I am, okay? And because, you know, I always say dating, there's always this, it's dating 101. What is the optimal question here? Okay. And the question is, how do you deal with conflict? And there's only one answer. Okay. There's only one. I go with it. That's it. It's not, oh, I would listen to you. No, that should happen. But the thing that we do first is I go within. Let me look at me first, okay? Let me look at, you know, if we're in this, if we're having an argument, okay, well, what is it that I am projecting right now, okay? Let me go within. And then as you, and if you know how to clear your mind, if you know how to release these anchor emotions, then you know you'll be able to sit down with your partner, your spouse, okay, whoever that may be, you'll be able to sit down with them and have an expansive healing conversation free of emotion. You will be able to have, you will exist in states of consciousness only, okay? It won't be in fear and aggression and argumentative. That won't have to take place, right? That won't have to take place. Because if you're free of these emotions and you only exist in states of consciousness, such as love, then you will be able to have a healing focus, and you're listening intentionally and intently with your partner, then the solution is going to be so presented itself. Because we're not working from the personality, we're coming from within, the deep state within us, okay? And you know, let me be clear about deep state, because we have deep state when we start talking about aliens, politics. We're not talking about that. We're talking about the God source, source of all things, okay? And when we connect with that, because that is who we are ultimately, when we can connect with place, that is what you want to magnetize into your life. So do you want someone who is magnetizing the God source within? Or do you want the personality, which is just made up of sin? Okay, sin. So we really have to begin to pay attention to where we are in our states of consciousness. And again, many of us just live in such anger. We're in such frustration. We're in such doubt. We don't know anything about ourselves. And we will swear up and down that we trust in the source. You know, so the question is, here's the question again. If you trusted 100% in the source of all things, if you trusted 100% in the source, would you be alone? Would you be sick? And would you be broke? Okay? Because if you are 100% in alignment with the source, none of this can exist, because none of it's true. You can never be alone. You can never be sick. And you can never be broke, because it is at a frequency that emotions, and it's emotions that cause the body to break down. It's the emotions that we're anchored to that causes the body to break down. It's not the body. The body's not the problem. It's the person in the body that's anchored to the emotions that's feeding these thoughts to the body, and that's why the body breaks down. Okay? So that the body is divine. The body is a self-healing organism. It was never designed to get sick. Okay? The body was designed to never get sick. The body was designed to never have disease. It can't. Okay, but it gets sick because of where we are in our fears, in the doubt, in the shame, in the lack. And if we're willing to release all of this, just surrender and say, here it is time. I'm ready to let all this go. Okay, and you're living in love. Well, guess what? What you put out is what you get back. And we're not talking about romantic love. We're talking about an order of the universe. It's an energy. It's a glue. Okay. It's a magnet. It's all of that. Okay. But again, back to the question, how well do you know yourself? See, and if you don't know yourself, if you have to really ask yourself about that, then you really don't know yourself. Okay. And we're not going to learn love from a soap opera or from book or whatever the case is, okay? You begin to understand who you are by beginning to learn who you are. Where are you in your state of mind? And looking at everything in your life is you, okay? Everything in life is you. You know, last Thursday here in New York, we had a snowstorm. And I took my car in that morning because my car had been leaking oil, right? So I said, well, where am I leaking in my life? Because everything is a mere reflection of you, okay? And I didn't really pay attention. I got it. I knew some things that I needed to change, that some emotional anchoring that I needed to release. And when I did, I picked up my car. It was running beautifully, okay, in the snowstorm. Right, didn't have any problems, wasn't caught out there for 6-7 hours, continue to shift my consciousness. Okay, it is, and let me tell you something, that 6-7 hours or 8-12, whatever, is that a bad thing? No, because if you allowed yourself the time with yourself, if you were really in a conscious reality, you would see that that was your time with you and God, and the time for it to be able to reveal to you what you need to learn about yourself, okay? I was just talking with a friend the other day who was stuck in traffic for 6 hours, you know? And I said, well, what do you learn about yourself? You know, and he says, I'm definitely learning patience, you know? And this is a person that is evolving on different spiritual levels right now. You know, he says, if I was still in the past where I was, he says, it wouldn't have been a pretty situation. I said, well, instead of seeing that as something that was so bad, look at it as something that was optimal. And for you to have that time with the source, because many of us, we don't spend time. We don't even give ourselves 5 minutes a day in quiet time. We don't. Not even 2 minutes. Okay, because everything is rush, 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 rush. And we don't give ourselves time to just be. We do that. Okay, and when we do that, believe me, you're going to learn a lot about yourself. I don't even play the radio in my car anymore. I just don't. And the reason why is because when I'm driving, you know, I like to see what I'm thinking about. Well, where is my mind right now? Okay? And as I continue to evolve, I'm seeing if I'm in the present, if I'm in the past, am I in the future? See, that quiet time is really an opportunity for you to evolve. And with that being said, we are going to take another sponsor break.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders, HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
Greetings and welcome back to Psycho Neuroimmunology Hour. Excuse me. So again, we were just talking about getting to know yourself. And so, again, this is why being with yourself is really just a great opportunity. And because you have to think about the person that you ultimately want to magnetize into your life. And if you look at where you are in your consciousness, are you really ready? You know, it's challenging, you know, to not be in blame, not be in doubt, not be in fear. If you don't know how to not be in it, it can be very challenging. And, you know, and if we don't understand ourselves in as a mirror or being in these mirrored situations, you know, we find that we're in a lot of blame and doubt and shame and fear. And if we allow the relationship, conscious reality, then we would allow the relationship to be a reflection, you know, to absolutely be a reflection. You know, children are great. I have 2 children, a 12 and an 8-year-old, you know, and there are just so many times I just look at them and I'm like, wow, they're just mirroring back to me. They're just mirroring back to me. And, children, okay, your job, okay, your work life, all of your relationships, relation, how do we relate? So all relationships, your relationship with nature, what does your house look like right now? All of it is mirroring back to you, where you are in your state of consciousness, okay? So, you know, if you don't know yourself very well, then you need to get to know yourself. You really do. And this is the time for you to learn to be honest, okay, and pay attention to what you're thinking. And if you are an emotional reality, what are you feeling? Are you in anger, okay? Are you in doubt? Are you in shame? Are you in frustration? Are you in rage? Are you infuriated? Okay, there are many of us walking around like we're a time bomb getting ready to explode, and we don't even realize it. Now, and I'll tell you, we lose ourselves many, many times. We're on social media, and we're spending hours on social media many, many times. This is a distraction, okay? And we're looking at other people and what they're doing. And, you know, and I was just speaking to a client recently. We were talking about having to detox from social media. Try cutting off social media. See if you can really do that. You know, unless you post for business, you know, it's something that you're doing with your job, okay, or you're, if you're an entrepreneur, you know, that's different, okay? But if you're just on it, just surfing, you know, it's something for you to do, you know, cut yourself off. See if you can do that, okay? Because many, many times, especially if you want to be in a relationship and you're not, and you're on social media and you're looking at other people's what's happening in their lives, you know, that can be torture, because then now you convince yourself that that person is joyful and blissful, and you really don't know anything about what's happening in their reality, okay? Get to know you, and you'll find that as time goes on that none of that actually matters, okay? It won't, because when you are in a relationship with you, okay, and you are centered, you are focused, you are living in states of consciousness, what is happening in someone else's reality will become it will become irrelevant. It won't be relevant for you. It will be completely irrelevant, right? And that's how it should be, okay? We want to wish everybody love and light, ultimately, okay, because we want everyone to be in joy and bliss and ecstasy. We don't want anybody living in anger and frustration and doubt and shame, you know? And I'll tell you, it's just not about being in a relationship, but remember, you're in relationship with everything. So when you look at your situations, right, you know, let's look at your physical reality, your health reflecting back to you where you are in your state of mind, okay? And we're so deprogrammed, I mean, we're so programmed to not know ourselves that, you know, again, we go to doctors and they tell you, oh, your blood test is normal, you have this, you have that, but they never ask about you. And they're really checking on your body, but your body is talking to you, but you're not listening to it. You're listening to the person that is sitting across from you, taking your blood pressure, listening to your heartbeat, listening to your lungs. Then they read your blood and they say goodbye. Never ask anything about you, because it's you in the body as to why that body is functioning the way that it is. Okay, it has nothing to do with the paper. The paper, the blood test, okay, the hormone panel, okay, the sphygmomanometer, right, that's what they utilize to listen to your heartbeat. Okay, all these things, it's just to get information about your body. But what about you in the body? So where are you in relationship with yourself? So if you are not in a healthy, loving, compassionate, kind, patient, abundant, joyful, blissful, ecstatic, liberating, and grateful relationship with yourself, how can you expect that from anyone else? Well, you really have to ask yourself that question. If you are not in that state of consciousness with you, then how can you expect that from anybody? Okay, it has to start with you. It has to start with you. So if you want a joyful relationship, then you have to be in joy first. That person cannot give you anything. It can only come from you, okay? These relationships are not here to supplement anything, okay? It's not like taking an enzyme, okay, or a mineral, okay? No, that isn't what these relationships are about, okay? And the reason why we're taking enzymes and minerals and all these things, because, you know, we're so depleted from the mental and emotional stress that that's almost like coming in and giving your body an IV because it's so depleted from the emotional reality that that the body has been living in for so long. The body is depleted because of the emotional reality. And emotions are thoughts attached to feelings, and these thoughts attached to feelings keep us living in the past, not in the present. Okay, so again, spend some quiet time with yourself. How well do you know yourself? How well do you know yourself? Okay, so, you know, and do you have a relationship with Source? Do you have a relationship with the Source? Okay, you know, that took me some time to get. I've been on this planet for almost 50 years. And within the last 2 years that I'm starting to understand that I never had really a relationship with my Source, no matter how many times I was saying, oh, God. Okay, I didn't, because I wouldn't, if I was truly in a relationship with the Source of all things, I would not be having the challenges that I'm having. Okay, if I was 100% in relationship with the Source of all things, which is right inside of me, okay, then I would never be in fear, doubt, lack, shame, fear of being alone, desperation, anger, resentment, lack, scarcity, none of these things would exist. Health problems, none of it. Okay, so the mirror, sometimes it is the biggest gift to see ourselves, to see where we are, to see where we are with the Source. All right? And, you know, when we learn how to do that, that's when these mirrors start to break down. And we're not talking about 7 years bad luck, because that's just a myth. Okay? But, you know, when these mirrors crack or dissolve, they're gone. You know, we don't have mirrors anymore because we're in full relationship with our Source. We're attracting, we're magnetizing people who are mirroring us in states of consciousness against this joy, love, bliss, ecstasy, and the list goes on. Forgiveness, surrender, okay, patience, kindness, abundance. When we exist in those states, you know that you're in alignment with the Source, because that's what that is. It is not anything outside of that ever. Okay, it's not. Okay, and these emotions, again, emotions are a thought attached to a feeling that keep us living in the past. You know, it's just totally draining our adrenal glands. We're living in this hyperadrenaline state, and the body is just breaking down. And in the lives we're living are just not joyful. So, now, again, so do you have a relationship with your Source? And remember, if you enjoy bliss and ecstasy and abundance, and you want to be in a relationship, that is what you will attract. Okay, and don't, let me tell you something. If you know you're in anger, but you still attract somebody, and you think that that's not going to be reflected back to you, oh, it will. Okay, it will. Why? Because the Source is going to make sure that you see yourself. Okay, it will. So if you're angry, you're infuriated, okay, but you're passive. Let me not use statements. If you internalize everything, okay, because relationships are a gift, okay, they are designed for us to be able to evolve at a higher level of consciousness. So regardless of what relationship you're in, okay, again, you have all these layers. They're going to be exposed. You will be exposed, and vice versa. Okay, it can never not be hidden. It can't be, because that's how relationships are designed. A mirror, a reflection. Remember that. Remember that. It always comes out. okay? Because the goal ultimately, or the intention, not the goal, but the intention is for you to evolve with the order of the universe, to be in alignment with the source, to not not be. So how do we do this? How can you get to know yourself? Developing a relationship with your source, knowing where you are in your emotional reality and how you just have to dissolve that 100%, that you should only be living in state, existing in states of consciousness, that you want to be free of emotions, that you need to know your body, okay? Being free of emotions will allow you to attract a highly expansive, divinely ordered relationship. Okay, so how do we do this? How can we do this? Well, you know what? This is why I absolutely love being with the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences. Why? Because we definitely got it going on. I got to tell you, the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences is definitely about you reclaiming your owner's manual, you understanding who you are on all levels, okay? This fall semester, we always have the Dr. Jewel Brain Balancing Program. You got your brain balanced, okay? You can't live out of one aspect of your brain. We have to be able to move to other parts of the brain. You got to get the left and the right balanced, holosync, balanced and locked. You start growing new brain tissue. That means you start to access more information. There are things here on this planet that you know nothing about. Why? Because we don't have the brain tissue available to magnetize the information. Okay? So we need to get our brains balanced and locked. Number two, we have the Dr. Jewel Brain Balancing Alliance. Okay? This is where you get to learn about the other circuits of your brain. Okay? The ant circuit. Ant circuit allows you to work as a collective. Okay, most of us are living like reptiles. Okay, reptiles, what do? They take each other out. That's the first circuit of our brain. But that's only there for the purposes of regeneration. It was never there for us to live as reptiles. Okay, there's a reason that Jurassic Park is on this planet. Okay, so no, we're not supposed to be taking each other out. B, we have living and being universal principles. You've got to listen to the Universal Principles Hour tomorrow with Dr. Jewel and Mrs. Felicia Muhammad. Give yourself to learn about principles. That's really going to allow you to see who you are in this existence. Okay, you have to know who you are. Principles will allow you to see where you are in your state of consciousness. Okay, and also, we have the Immunology Hour. With me, I'm teaching you about immunology and body hygiene for the 21st century, okay? Also, we have the 1320, the Law of Time. Come and learn about true time, okay? Not clock, okay, that the body is always trying to go up against. This is where you are going to get to learn about you so you can gain balance and focus in your life. To be free of emotions.
Thank you for sharing this hour with us. You've been listening to the Psycho
Check us out at
www.qis.education. Join Dr. Pyramid here every Tuesday at 5 p.m. on the Jewel Network.
Thank you. Remember, juis.education.
And the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living Jewish. For our complete broadcast schedule, additional information, and to purchase products, please visit our website, www.thejewelnetwork.com. If you'd like to contact us, please send your email to info@thejewelnetwork.net. Thank you. This broadcast is under full copyright and trademark protection owned by the House of Jewels. This broadcast in its entirety, nor any part of this broadcast, can be reproduced, copied, transcribed, placed in podcast format, placed into MP3 format, or suspended on any internet digital location without express permission from the House of Jewels, Washington State, USA. To reproduce or suspend this broadcast in any digital location other than the Jewel Network is prohibited, and legal proceedings will follow accordingly. Thank you for listening. This broadcast is under full copyright and trademark protection owned by the House of Jewels. This broadcast and